This is Scientific American's 60 Second Tech. I'm Larry Greenmeyer. Got a minute? Shortly after midnight on May 19th, 2005, Brooklyn's Pavilion Theater premiered Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith. It was the first time that a digitally projected movie had graced its screens. Nearly a decade later, small theaters around the country are being forced to go digital. Paramount Pictures recently released The Wolf of Wall Street as a digital version only, no celluloid. It's the first time a big studio has done this with a major release. It won't be the last. In addition to a new projector, small movie houses need networking capability to download 80 gigabyte movie files. Back in 2005, the Pavilion paid $80,000 for its digital setup. Some small movie houses are turning to crowdfunding sites to pay for the conversion. Results are mixed. The single-screen Tampa Picture Show in Florida collected less than $8,000 of the $30,000 it tried to raise on Kickstarter, but San Francisco's Roxy reached its $60,000 goal. Either way, that familiar ticking that tells you a film is about to start will soon be just a memory, or a digital copy. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Tech, I'm Larry Greenmeyer.